This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So have you ever been wronged by somebody and you just really want to get them back? And they've wronged you to the point that your whole life trajectory could have been completely different if it wasn't for what this one person did. It's a dangerous scenario, but it happens, where some people could do something that just completely knocks you off your rail and then you can't overcome. You can, but it's going to take a lot of work and the stars are going to have to realign. Well, it's all in the perception of it, but I've had similar issues. Luckily I've been able to overcome and get back on my track, but I still am dealing with damage from what people would do behind my back or things people would do trying to mess with my career. And, you know, all you do is listen. You know, if you're talented and if you have the goods, you're going to overcome. But it sucks. It really sucks. So, for those of you that watched some football this weekend, it was some good football. And we saw the Eagles play the 49ers. Chiefs play the Bengals. Eagles with the 49er game. For the NFC Championship, Eagles won it. I have to give kudos to the 49ers for going through four quarterbacks this season. Brock Purdy, I think, injured his elbow. They had to start another quarterback. And it was rough for them. And the Eagles ended up clutching the title 31-7. The Bengals and the Chiefs played a lot closer a game. I had money on the Chiefs, I had money on Eagles, but I was worried because I was like, you know, Joe Burrow and the Bengals have been a beast. They were in the Super Bowl last year. They have done amazing. But I was nervous about that, but they lost. Now, many people are accusing the loss, not based on their playing. They played pretty well, but because of the refs. Some are even saying the AFC Championship was rigged. I'm not, you know, going to say that. I do think the Chiefs won it, but barely. And I also think the Chiefs got lucky with some calls. So one such little issue was that there was a play, and the play that happened did not really do well. This was the second half for the Chiefs. It was a third down play, but an official tried to stop the play before the snap. And nobody heard the whistle. So the play ended up playing. They ended up doing the play, but it got reversed. And because there was the ref, finally they had seen the footage of the ref coming onto the field. You couldn't hear the whistle. Nobody heard it. Nobody noticed it. He ran onto the field. And so they ended up getting a little bit of a reprieve. But another one that I noticed was there was a pass interference that might have been questionable. There was I don't know if it was an unsportsmanlike conduct or roughing the passer where the runner, and I forget who it was running towards the sideline, and then the player pushed him out to be out of bounds, which happens. But because he was already out of bounds when it happened on the technicality, another penalty. So these penalties ended up really working for the Chiefs. Chiefs were able to score another field goal, and they were able to clutch it. And the Bengals do not advance to the Super Bowl. The Chiefs do. And there was a lot of frustration with that. And so I'm mixed. I still am naive, thinking that everything needs to be fair. And if you work really hard, you should deserve the goods. And football is one of those games where if you're on the winning side, you're very, very happy. But if you're on the losing side, and it was based on a technicality or a bad call, or I think was it the Eagles where the ball hit a wire and it projected off and they said, no, we're not going to call it. You know, these are things that frustrate people because you are taught that if you do things right and you stay on your trajectory and you do things by the book and you bust your butt, you are going to make your goal. And a game like football, as I've said many times, is like real life. And where some out of the blue, and I'm not going to spend the whole time making football analogies when it comes to tackles and fumbles and interceptions and all that, although I will when I talk about how football players can be great lovers, and we'll talk about that. But you're just trying to do your thing. You're just trying to get to the end zone. And yes, there are obstacles. There's going to be people blocking you. There's going to be people trying to punch the ball out and take it over and take credit. There's going to be people... There's always going to be this interference. And it is very frustrating when you did your job, you did it right, and something happened that shouldn't. Now, I'm sure the Bengals are going to be back in the playoffs next season, and this does suck if they did deserve to be there. I think the Chiefs deserved it, too. Both teams, and it was really a crapshoot as to who was going to win yesterday. But it does frustrate. And I have seen refs make bad calls. And I don't know what the answer is, because nothing's perfect. And so, for those of us that can analogize and see our lives play out, just think about how much that must suck for any of these players to have. I mean, look at those people who are stars, you know, on the Niners. Just because they've had issues with the quarterback, they're on a team that is not making it back to the Super Bowl. That stinks. Brock Purdy was fantastic. Joe Garoppolo was fantastic. You know, everybody they used were fantastic, but as luck of the draw, they didn't make it. The Cowboys. Can we talk about the Cowboys for a second here? Be nice. The Cowboys are... You know what? Okay, fine. I'm not going to talk about the Cowboys. You're not going to be nice. You know, the Cowboys have some issues. Right? Okay, they do. I think some of those players, though, Micah Parsons, he really should be in the Super Bowl somehow. I think Dak Prescott should be. I think Ezekiel Elliott, Pollard, Gallup, all of these guys are pretty good guys. But, yeah. Vandrish? Anyway. Okay. I love the Cowboys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So one thing I love to do is watch what happens in politics and see the mistakes they make. And I really should probably be a political strategist. Some of you might say no because you're going to be too nice and you're going to want them fighting and all that. But I just see mistakes that they make, and it's frustrating. Obama's Secretary of Defense has said that the carelessness of classified documents is going to obviously affect prior presidents or current President Joe Biden. Robert Gates, Secretary of Defense under former President Barack Obama, criticized the mishandling of materials of ex-government officials after what we saw with President Biden, former Vice President Mike Pence, former President Donald Trump. And during an appearance on NBC's Meet the Press, Gates said it is irresponsible of anyone leaving office to hold on to classified documents amid the ongoing investigation into President Obama's handling of Obama-era material. And so he says, I think it's about people being more responsible. I think there's an element of carelessness. In some cases, there may be an intent to take the documents. I think maybe we ought to look at the way transitions take place so that there's a more orderly process for these classified documents. And one thing some of our listeners have said is there might be an overclassification of things. So anything that was in the White House, like that napkin with Kim Jong-un's scribble on it to President Trump, is that really classified? Classification and classified documents have such a large range that something could be classified, but, you know, is it really that big a deal that it was at somebody's house? In Biden's case, it started to become more and more of a bigger deal because Hunter was at his house, and Hunter had dealings with China, had dealings with multiple countries, and were those documents at the house serving a secondary purpose? So that starts to make things a little concerning. I think the average senator and congressman probably has something they shouldn't at their house, and even a stapler, you know, or they stole some whiteout. I am sure that, you know, going to the office is just like what anybody else does. And they might take work home, might go home for the weekend, have some things they need to do. So my guess is there are things at people's houses and everybody needs to look at it. So now that the National Archives last week said, hey, guys, can everybody please take a look and make sure? Now, they address it to vice presidents and presidents, but I would say anybody who worked in Congress needs to, you know, and many of the Supreme Court justices, I'm sure many of them worked from home. They've been working remote. These individuals have been working remote. Of course there's classified information at their house. They're working remote, a lot of them. So it's a mess. Now what's going to start to take fold, which I'm not excited about, is the 2024 election, 2024 campaign. And we're starting to see a little bit of the Trump-DeSantis conflict. Now, there's good and bad to everything. Okay? On one end, a primary does some really good vetting. And a primary seems to dissect out some of the crap that a candidate could have. And as the candidates within the party go after each other, that stuff gets to be brought up. And a vetting takes place. And whoever could make it through that unscathed is probably going to be the strongest candidate to go up against the Republicans or the Democrats, depending on which party they're a part of. However, if the Republicans have an issue, okay, they don't chew to the White House as they thought they did. With everything that happened during the Biden administration, they didn't do as well this last election with the midterms. So to regain the presidency, they have to make sure that not only the base is happy, but the ones who are in between. And there are still a good amount in between. Remember, we also have a lot of new individuals that have come to America in the last year or two. It's not a shoo-in that they all will vote for Biden. So there's, you know, how does a candidate such as Trump or DeSantis win them over? Well, Trump and DeSantis are very similar in terms of their approach with the lockdowns, in terms of their attitudes towards a lot of what has been happening. And so one would think, okay, well, maybe one should be the vice president of the other. No, if DeSantis is going to run, now's his chance. He had a very successful campaign in Florida, and his popularity is at its highest. Before anything happens to his popularity, I understand if he's going to run, it would be a very advantageous. However, President Trump finds that move disloyal. He said, he told the Associated Press that if DeSantis runs, it would be a great act of disloyalty. If he runs, that's fine. He said, I'm way up in the polls. He said, he's going to have to do what he wants to do, but he may run. I do think it would be a great act of disloyalty because, you know, I got him in. He had no chance. His political life was over. Now, I don't know if Trump should be speaking like that. I understand that Trump, remember, President Trump made it and has his popularity because he knows how to be a jerk and he knows how to be pretty offensive and knows how to kind of, you know, stave things off from he kind of has this tough guy attitude, like, don't screw with me. And many people like that. Many people want someone that'll go in, not be the typical politician. But he's starting to act a little political. And he also is going after somebody who is very popular in the Republican Party. And many people are disliking Trump because of that. And it might make DeSantis look more electable than Trump. So how does Trump beat DeSantis? Well, as I said this earlier, Trump looks, he wrote in on, you know, I can manage businesses, I can manage corporations, I can manage employees, I can manage this country. And he might have done a good job. Some people don't think he did. Some people think he did a fantastic job as president. But sadly, he couldn't manage the lockdowns. He couldn't manage what happened coming out of China. He couldn't manage the raid that ended up coming to his house. And so all this time, the longer Trump is out of office, the more we see he didn't have the control that he purported he had. That was a big drawing point for him. Meanwhile, DeSantis seems to be running his state pretty confidently. So I'm not sure what the answer is, but DeSantis might, and you also have Republicans that are trying to find another candidate for people to rally around. The only thing is many individuals do look at DeSantis very polarized like Trump. And so I don't know if you're going to get a lot of the middle of the road. But I don't think the GOP has another candidate that is really going to draw in that popularity. Trump has been one of the very few Republican candidates where people actually loved him. You didn't really hear, I love George Bush. You didn't really hear, I love George Bush Sr. You might have heard, I loved Reagan, but we really haven't had a Republican candidate that people loved. Until Trump, you also had people hate him. So this is going to be very interesting, and my concerns are, if Trump doesn't do things right, he can miserably fail if he starts to use these tactics against a very cool, collected, calm, more calming appearing DeSantis. And so what Trump needs to do is, you know, highlight what he did, what was strong, what he did, and what he is going to do. You don't need to sit there and bash the other Republicans. Just go in and say, look, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to fix the border. We're going to increase our national security. We're going to, make our hospital infrastructure better. We're going to, reverse some of the, mistakes that were made. We're going to improve on this, 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 and this. And just go with that. Trying to do this guilt trip of this disloyal, you're not going to make people think DeSantis is disloyal. People want somebody who's going to run a country, fix education, fix national security, stop the wokeness, and gain control. And if Trump cannot exhibit that he has control. Now, what Trump might be able to capitalize on is the fact that he is still here fight many individuals going after him. And that he keeps taking hits, and he doesn't need to run the country. He doesn't need to be doing this. He's got plenty of money. But he needs to fix the country, and he's one of the very few people that he believes that can do it, and that's why he's here. If he could show that, look, he was right about all of it, and that is going to really, because you have a lot of people in the middle of the fence going, wait a second here. Okay, was that an overuse of power to raid his house? Was that an overuse? Someone on his strategy team needs to kind of get working on this, but him bad-mouthing DeSantis won't fly. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Update. A sixth police officer is being relieved of his duties for his role in the deadly beating of Tyree Nichols. Five other officers were fired and have been charged with second-degree murder for Nichols' death. Nichols will be laid to rest on Wednesday. The Department of Justice is working to brief lawmakers on potential risks to national security after classified materials were found at the homes of both President Biden and former President Trump. The COVID-19 pandemic is at a transition point, despite remaining a global health emergency. This, as the World Health Organization Advisory Committee urged alternative mechanisms to keep the focus on coronavirus once that designation is terminated. Winter weather is leading to hundreds of flight cancellations. FlightAware says the number of flights that have been canceled so far today is approaching 700. Both Dallas airports are leading the way in the misery index. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so we're hearing in the news that many of these hospitals are operating at a deficit, where there are so many people that don't pay their bills. There are so many insurance claims that don't get paid. And so these hospitals have to see people for free. They have to provide a service, hoping to God that that patient is going to turn around and pay. A lot of hospitals have trouble collecting up front. Every time I go to the hospital, they do. Like, look, you're about to have your hysterectomy. We need to collect this amount. That's fine. All right. I get it. You know, I want the staff to be paid because I want them to show up. So I'm glad you're paying towards their paycheck. But for the most part, the average person coming into the hospital is in pain. They're being brought in. They get care, and then they get sent a bill. It's very hard to verify their address. If they don't answer that bill, or that hospital will not make money. In fact, in my medical office, People would write on their envelope, the person's deceased. Did I tell you this? Where there was a patient who my whole staff loved. And on her bill, it came back saying she's deceased. So we were crying. We were upset. Well, about maybe a month or two later, she comes in. And it's like I saw a ghost. I'm like, oh, my God. I thought you died. She's like, what are you talking about? I go, on the bill, there was a bill that came back saying you deceased. We exited you out of the computer. Oh, my gosh. She's like, no, my husband does that so we don't have to pay the bills. So we understand that hospitals have to operate many times, you know, struggling with a very, very poor business model. However, some of these hospitals are being very profitable. And there's some sort of a disconnect. Well, we have a report here. One of my colleagues sent me this fascinating report from Becker's Hospital Review, where it looks at every CMS one-star hospital. Now, we're not talking one star like a Dallas logo, which to me is a fantastic star. We're looking at a one-star on a five-star system. And according to this report, it's every CMS one-star hospital ranked by profitability. And CMS assigns star ratings to hospitals nationwide based on their performance among five categories. You can go to CMS.gov to look at their data collection and look at who made what and how they come up with their rankings. But unfortunately, in my neck of the woods, a bunch of hospitals in my area are on this list. And in fact, Nazareth Hospital from Philly seems to have the highest profitability. But it is being labeled per CMS, which is Medicare, as a one star. Sage Transparency Database lists a hospital total facility cost, which is the average amount paid for its services, weighted by the volume of claims, as a percentage of what Medicare would have paid, even at its and its break-even point. Now, I don't know if I like that weighted by volume of claims, because I can't tell you how many claims I had and patients wouldn't pay. So I don't know if that truly means they're going to get paid. Medicare is doing much better in terms of paying their claims. But when we worked with Medicare, they had sent EOB saying they paid us, but no check came in. No check was deposited. And when we called, they said, yeah, we're having an issue. We still never got money from Medicare on a bunch of claims. So they're using that in terms of a percentage of what Medicare would have claimed based on the volume of claims that hospital. It's break-even point, and what a break-even point is for a hospital, if you look at the money, the total money that would have come in versus the break-even point would be the relative profitability. So that's how Becker's Hospital did this report. Some of us might not completely agree with the way they did it, but it still is a very interesting scientific way to look at it. Nazareth Hospital, Philly, has a 547% relative profitability. Well, that's doing pretty good then. San Joaquin General Hospital, 449% relative profitability. There's a couple in New Mexico, Florida. I'll just read you the top 10. Nazareth Hospital in Philly, San Joaquin General Hospital in California, Rehoboth McKinley Christian Healthcare Services in New Mexico, Mountain View Regional Medical Center in New Mexico, Landwood Regional Medical Center and Heart Institute in Florida, Carlsbad Medical Center in New Mexico, St. Lucie Medical Center in Florida, Trident Medical Center, South Carolina, Aventura Hospital Medical Center in Florida, Montefiore Medical Center in New York. Now, Mount Vernon Hospital comes at number 11. I live in Nevada. We have Sunrise Hospital Medical Center. According to this list, made a one-star, which, again, I'm kind of blown away by because I love the hospitals in my neck of the woods. I mean, what they have done with some of my patients is nothing short of a miracle. But they're on here with a 277% profitability. We have Valley Hospital with a 217% profitability. I don't see that, but St. Rose Dominican with a 193% profitability. Spring Valley Hospital Medical Center, which is closing its hospital right now, at a 192% profitability. So these are things that are starting to make people go, well, you know, I thought hospitals were in trouble. So the question is, are hospitals, number one, making money? One, how much of a profit should they be making? Now, I want hospitals to make a profit, because I want them to be able to handle all the people that, you know, they're seeing and that end up not paying. And since the majority of people do not pay their bills, I am amazed that any of these hospitals have a profitability. But in order for a hospital to be profitable, they need to rely on government funds. They need to rely on people who do pay, and then they need to figure out how to cut their costs. And we are seeing cost-cutting measures, and cost-cutting measures in a hospital could hurt the patient. And so when the CMS and the government looks at hospitals and rates them, if you don't get a high rating per Medicare, that's a concern. Some of these hospitals are pretty well known, and they're pretty popular hospitals that didn't seem to do well from a Medicare standpoint. So what's the problem? What's the disconnect? How do we fix this? Well, Medicare wants to make sure that patients are getting good outcomes, they're not having multiple readmissions, that there's social work and there's a post-hospital care plan. There's a variety of metrics that Medicare wants, which I agree with. The problem with that is you need a community that has that. So when I worked at UMC Hospital, again, to me, one of my favorite hospitals because I learned so much and all of us who worked there busted our butts. And I think University Medical Center might be on here also as not as popular when it comes to the CMS and Medicare. Again, UMC is our county hospital. It's our only level one trauma center. So it's a very busy hospital. I'm a fan, but I have to double check if it made this list as well. But in order for you to discharge a patient, you had to make sure that the community could take that patient. You had homeless people coming in. We had to get social work to make sure that upon discharge that somebody could take them. There was a shelter for them to go to, a place to go to. Well, if you don't have enough shelters, if your shelters are already overrun with migrants or homeless individuals, then where do those people go? When you have somebody who, let's say, makes bad choices with their health, and you want them to be compliant with their medication, you try to write medication that they can be compliant with, you help them get their medications, you send them home with medications from the hospital pharmacy, but they don't take them. Well, they'll come back with their DKA or their COPD or their, you know, so it's the hospital's job these days, which is pretty overwhelming, to make sure that somebody is going to take their medications a week or 2 weeks after their hospitalization. How do you do that? How do you know where these people are living? Many of these people don't have homes, or they don't have city homes, or they don't have city income. So in order for a hospital to do what it needs to do, and I bring up hospital infrastructure that also needs to include the shelter infrastructure, the social work infrastructure, the mental health infrastructure, the feeding. All right, we are lagging behind big time. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated?
Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI or 1-877-362-3254. You could also email us at drdahlia.com. Miles writes, I don't think antidepressants work. My family and friends who have had rough pasts take them, but they still get depressed when they think of the past. Any suggestions you can give us? So this is interesting. Having a rough past, you know, I mean, I feel to be blessed, you know, as I hear what other people have gone through. I never had to serve and do a tour of duty and, you know, lose a limb. And, you know, but I've had a past that I don't like to think about at all. And, you know, fires, rape, all sorts of stuff. I just don't like to think about my past. And I like to move on. I like to be happy. And I like to, but there's a process that you need to go through in order to deal with something that could be traumatizing and something that could lead to ongoing depression. And I think we have this sort of wrong idea, this misconception, that if you had a traumatizing past, or if you had something in your past that really hurt you, you lost a loved one, you were dumped, you had a failed investment, something that gets you down, there's this misconception that you need to just get over it, that you need to be able to think about that and be happy. No. No. You will never look at the loss of somebody or the loss of something or a bad move or a traumatic event, if you overcome depression, as something that, okay, yay, it happened to me. No, that doesn't happen. It is 1,000% normal to still be sad about that or fearful. In fact, that's actually healthy. You know, if you were ever assaulted, your spidey sense may... Now, we don't want you agoraphobic where you never want to go out into public again. We want you to be able to still have a life, enjoy work, enjoy others without always having that fear. But once you undergo something like that, you're going to think about things a little differently. Once you've been robbed, you're going to think about things differently. Once you've had a fire, once you had a friend who committed suicide, once you've been dumped. So these things that happen to you end up making you stronger. I really believe this. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. You might not be happier with this new strength, but where you have to find your happiness is you prevented new traumas from happening to you. And you have learned from that and you turned it into something that could have been productive. So, antidepressants work in a variety of different ways. And I think they are a very useful tool for those individuals that get into a funk, that just keep thinking about the past or keep thinking about something or worry about the future. And they worry that something bad's going to happen to them in the future. And mind you, you turn on the news and you see the killings and the rapes and the murders and this, you're like, okay, how do I even leave the house? So I get that. And so sometimes these medications help people cope, but it will never erase the past. So how do you get over it? Well, what you need to do is, one, and I can't say this works for everybody, but what I talk to patients about is, one is I show them first and foremost they're not alone. When bad things happen to you, oftentimes you think that you're the only one because you look around and you see everybody giggling. You see everybody happy. You see everybody isn't happy. When I was worried I had breast cancer and I was undergoing a biopsy of that because nobody could convince me that blood coming out of a breast was benign, that was the scariest 2 weeks of my life. And as I'm sitting there in the doctor's office seeing people giggle and run around, and I'm like, you know, well, good for them. I'm happy for them. But, oh, my gosh, I felt like I was the only one in the world facing a breast cancer diagnosis. No. There's other people facing it. People overcame breast cancer. Thank God what I had was an introductal papilloma, and it wasn't necessarily breast cancer. But every time I go for my mammogram, every time I go for a biopsy, I always pray, and it's nerve-wracking. But how I turned that into something that could be a positive, which is hard to do, is I say, look, my doctor's watching me now. And a positive is I'm not going to be one of those ones where I'm walking around and all of a sudden somebody goes, wait a second, you have stage 4 breast cancer. Because I'm being watched so closely, I can hopefully, if it does happen, I can head it off at the pass. You know, it's a positive way of looking at that. You know, when my friend committed suicide, you know, and I felt like, gosh, could I have done anything differently? I might have been the last person he talked to before it happened. He was going to move in with me because my roommate had done a student exchange program, and I needed a roommate for about a month or two before I went off to medical school. And I think I had called him about the VCR because she was taking it, and I wanted to watch Melrose Place. So it was something, it was fine. He sounded normal to me, but then I find out a few days later that he had committed suicide, and he had done it possibly that night. And so, you know, how do you try to get over that? How do you not get sad from something like that? Well, it will be sad, but I have used whatever clues he might have given me and friends and coworkers, and I really wasn't that close to him. I had worked with him, and I'd gone out with him for a couple times for, happy hour and things like that, but I've used that to teach others about what signs of suicide could be, and some of the signs could be really, really subtle. So I'm not saying any of these bad things that happened are good to have, good to have been done, but I think they were done, you know, sometimes for a reason, such that we can be prepared. You know, if the world was always lollipops, Care Bears, and gummy bears, and, you know, Snickers, we wouldn't learn anything. We wouldn't, you know, the reason why we have medicines today is because people got sick. So if an antidepressant doesn't work, my recommendation is, you know, make sure your family member gets into therapy. And that therapy does help you look at things and help you overcome it. Now, what a lot of us do is we suppress and we don't think about the past. And we just try to move on. Well, distraction helps, but you do need to have a healthy way of how do I deal with this? I'm disabled. And I feel like my life is ruined because of this disability. So you can't just forget about it. You're going to be reminded of your disability every day. But a therapist will help you see how to overcome your sad feelings about it. And, you know, what can you do? How you can inspire others? How to make that disability into something good? How to, you know, it helps you. You know, how to help others that might not be as, that might be having it even worse than you do. But that doesn't mean to go off antidepressants. I mean, if the antidepressants are a tool, they help. But one thing that I think we all need to realize, it is okay to have a bad day and to feel sad and how to deal with that sadness. It's okay to cry. We keep feeling like, well, we can't let anybody get depressed because then they'll commit suicide when they're depressed. If they're really suicidal every time they get depressed, then they're not stable. You need to make sure they seek help. But just because somebody gets depressed or sad that they got dumped or lost a boyfriend or whatever, there's no magic time where you get over that. If you loved somebody and they didn't want anything to do with you, that's not very easy. Now, sometimes falling in love with somebody new helps. So that's why we want you to get out there and we want you to, you know, still live life, because living life seems to help heal the wounds. But the wounds will be there. The scars will still be there. And you need to be able to live with your scars. I got a lot of scars. Many of us do. And it's we deal with it. We don't forget about it. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.